You're listening to SBS News.
The Israeli-Palestinian conflict has been described as a war without end. In that case, the latest shot in that war has been fired by a third party, thousands of kilometres from the stretch of land in the Middle East that's been so disputed for the better part of a century. The United States has reversed its position on Israeli settlements in the West Bank. Israel's most important ally now believes the Israeli settlements in the area, captured by Israel in the War of 1967, are not necessarily illegal. Official Israeli statistics count almost 400,000 Israelis as living in the areas concerned. Palestinians argue the Israeli settlements flout international law, and it has been held that the settlements are illegal under the Fourth Geneva Convention of 1949 and United Nations Security Council resolutions, which hold that the transfer of civilian populations to occupied land is illegal. US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the administration of President Donald Trump is going back to the position of one of his predecessors, Ronald Reagan.
The Trump administration is reversing the Obama administration's approach towards Israeli settlements. U.S. public statements on settlement activities in the West Bank have been inconsistent over decades. After carefully studying all sides of the legal debate, this administration agrees with President Reagan. The establishment of Israeli civilian settlements in the West Bank is not, per se, inconsistent with international law.
The formal U.S. legal position of the settlements being illegal came into being in 1978 under Mr. Reagan's predecessor, Jimmy Carter. Mr. Pompeo says that position hasn't worked, especially when it comes to the ultimate and elusive aim of finding peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians.
Calling the establishment of civilian settlements inconsistent with international law hasn't worked. It hasn't advanced the cause of peace. The hard truth is, there will never be a judicial resolution to the conflict, and arguments about who is right and wrong as a matter of international law will not bring peace. This is a complex political problem that can only be solved by negotiations between the Israelis and the Palestinians. The United States remains deeply committed to helping facilitate peace, and I will do everything I can to help this cause.
This legal and diplomatic move is inevitably being viewed through a political lens. The United States has moved closer to the Israeli government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu since Donald Trump took power. The Republican Party of Mr. Trump and the Likud Party of Mr. Netanyahu can be broadly viewed as ideological allies. Most notably, in 2017, Mr. Trump directed the United States to formally recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. In 2018, the United States Embassy in Israel was moved to Jerusalem. And in March of this year, Mr. Trump formally recognized Israel's 1981 annexation of the Golan Heights from Syria. So it comes as little surprise that Mr. Netanyahu is greeting this latest shift in US policy warmly. Mr. Netanyahu says it's another historic day.
People of Israel, this is a historic day and another great achievement to our policy. After President Trump recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, recognized our sovereignty over the Golan Heights, the U.S. administration has now put an end to the lie that settlements are illegal. I thank President Trump and I thank Secretary of State Pompeo.
The decision comes at a time when Mr. Netanyahu is facing a tricky situation in Israeli domestic politics, as he and rival Benny Gantz each try to forge a ruling coalition. Mr. Trump is also thought to be using pro-Israeli policy as a weapon to lure votes from evangelical Christians as he runs for re-election in the US next year. But equally predictable as Mr. Netanyahu's joy at this move is the outrage amongst Palestinians, the wider Arab world, and some in the international community at large. The European Union says it still views the Israeli settlements as illegal. Jordan's Foreign Minister, Ayman Safadi, says the policy change is dangerous. And Palestinian negotiator Saab Erekat says the move is a departure from civilized behavior.
Israeli colonial settlements in the occupied Palestinian territories, including East Jerusalem, are not only illegal under international law, they are war crimes. And the statement of Mr. Pompeo, the Secretary of State of the United States, is absolutely rejected and must be condemned. because once superpowers, once the Trump administration decide to undermine international law, once they become an administration that's pro-Israel's occupation, pro-Israel war crimes, this is constitute a major threat to international peace and security. And this is turning the international community from the rules of international law, the rules of solving conflict by peaceful means, into the rules of the jungle.
The United States is acknowledging its change in policy could prompt violence, saying US citizens in relevant areas should be extra vigilant. No other countries have, as of yet, joined the United States in reversing their policy on the issue. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.